Imagine this. Instead of taking your baby to daycare, you bring your baby with you to work. It's a reality at one Indiana company where new parents have the option to bring their babies to work until they turn 6 months old. WFIU's Barbara Brozier explains how it helps employees balance their new roles as parents with their careers.
When you walk into the offices of Borshoff, an advertising and public relations firm in downtown Indianapolis, it appears to be like many other modern workplaces. The office has an open floor plan and is full of young people, some of them very young.
Oh, that's a good one. Good job.
This is something you won't find at most other workplaces. Whitney Flanzer is feeding her son Roman in one of the private offices at Borshoff. And he's not just here for a lunch break. He's with her all day.
It's been so nice to not have to worry about, you know, sending him off to a babysitter or to daycare right after maternity leave.
Flanzer and Roman are participating in Borshoff's Bring Your Baby to Work program. For the past 17 years, the company's offered new parents the opportunity to work an alternate schedule. Principal and owner Karen Alter says parents are able to reduce their hours and bring their babies to work from the ages of 6 weeks to 6 months.
And here we are in 2017, almost a baby a year averaging. There have been a couple of times where we've had two babies overlap by a little bit.
Alter's son Matthew was the second baby to participate in the program. She was 37 at the time with an established career and says the program helped her pursue her professional and personal goals.
I really achieved the best of both worlds because I was able to, you know, have that time with him for the first 12 weeks of maternity leave and then also bring him with me for the next 12 weeks. Because I wasn't ready to just drop him off at a child care. I could bring him with me. I could be here with him.
That's not to say having a baby at work doesn't come with challenges. On top of client meetings and deadlines, parents participating in the program find themselves having to juggle feedings and unexpected meltdowns. But the mom's coworkers don't seem to mind. Vice President and Creative Director Steve Beard says he actually enjoys having the babies around.
It's never too much. I feel like it's maybe too much at times for the moms. But they have a lot of help, and we all kind of help out and watch the kids from time to time whenever there are meetings and that kind of thing. So,
Bring Your Baby to Work participants say that's one of the unexpected benefits of the program. They're not in it alone. Flanzer found herself looking to coworkers like Lindsay Hadley for advice. Hadley's 2-year-old son, Milo, also spent some of his first months in the office.
I'm very loyal to Borshoff now because of this, that I feel like they helped raise me and helped raise Milo. And it just seems like you get better employee retention.
It's a recruiting tool, Hadley says. She's surprised more Indiana companies don't take advantage of. Like most other states, Indiana doesn't guarantee any paid parental leave. So many working parents are left with no choice but to put their newborns into daycare early on.
I think probably either I would have had to quit my job or my partner would have had to quit his. There's just no other way. I can't imagine.
The program gives parents the rare chance to bond with their children during the precious first months of their lives. And while there's no scientific proof, Hadley thinks it had a big impact on Milo's personality.
He was a lot more social, I think, because he was around so many people all the time and he didn't mind just going to anybody, and that was pretty huge.
The program is offered to both mothers and fathers, but so far no men have participated. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.